So I usually get a little nervous before recording, or like the day that we're recording, because I don't know what you guys are going to do. So the Hermitage was great because you were confined in a small space, and there was only certain options. I've released you back in the wild, and one of you is dropping a bomb on your teammates, and I have no clue where this episode goes. So I wanted to say thanks, Nathan, for bringing me a bunch of anxiety today.
Nothing to do with you. I don't know why you're worried. Just keep your eyes on your little rules over there, on your little playbook, and don't worry about what I'm gonna do, okay?
My playbook does not matter with this situation that we've all walked in on.
Exactly. It doesn't concern you. So,
were you two not in cahoots about this? Were you not?
Kind of. But at the last episode, I dropped. Well, so here's the thing. Joe knew all along. What was happening? I just didn't tell him the last bit because the last bit just kind of came to my mind. I was like, I'm just gonna do it because it feels good. It feels right. I'm gonna go with my gut. So that's what I did.
Does anyone know what's happening?
Grimlock,
no idea.
I feel like I missed the episode.
To our listeners,
I think Nate is about to announce that he's pregnant.
Nope, sorry.
Fidget pregnant?
No, Fidget's not pregnant. As I said last week, Fidget is dead and she's not coming back.
What is this, Lost?
If you want
to go ahead, Nathan.
No, I was gonna say if you just want to describe the scene or whatever.
I think that's a great place to start this episode. You guys have just finished killing two of your rival circus, which you do to many rival circuses. You just kill. This wasn't cold blood. I wouldn't say that. It was lukewarm blood. We'll discuss that later. But you guys killed the circus clowns, you have a mechanical carny, and after the blood rage settles down, you guys are catching your breath. Fidget has an announcement to make.
Well, I mean, Fidget already made the announcement, but I guess I'll repeat it. After the fight, she kind of looked at all of you and addressed you all. And her demeanor, you guys have known her as like some kind of really chipper kind of person, really like happy, smiley, wants to see the best in people and wants to resolve most conflicts with talking, but I think some of you have realized that her kind of demeanor has changed to a lot more, I guess, bloodthirsty type. And now with her standing right in front of you guys addressing you as a group, her like body language is completely different,
a little confrontational.
She's a lot more aggressive in her stance, feet planted apart, kind of stubbornly. And, she just addresses you guys and her voice is just completely different. Now, like I said, Fidget is dead and she's not coming back. And I just need to know, is this your guys' life going around fighting priests and demons and then now this crazy fucking clown ass guy?
Anna Carmen just kind of looks around at everybody and is just kind of waiting for an answer because she's pretty new to this whole thing. She's very interested in how this is going to play out, but she definitely wants an answer as well.
Grimlock raises his axe kind of like behind him a little bit and he says,
excuse me, what was that? Did you say that it's dead?
If I have to repeat myself one more fucking time, yes, Fidget, the person you knew, is dead.
Using his lighter and lighting up a cigarette. He's like, what's wrong with this woman?
Well, to be honest, okay, if we're speaking honestly, a Fidget never existed. She was a part of me. I am the real owner of this body and this mind and these magical abilities.
Who are you?
Well, my name is Beshi.
What?
Beshi.
Beshi. Did you hear him? Said Beshi.
And where do you come from? Who? How? 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 Essentially. Well, how are you one and the same or different, but the same?
Look, long story short, I casted a blood ritual, which wiped my memory and gave me a clean start. But something happened, which caused me to come back.
While you were saying this, Grimlock kind of lowered his weapon, approached what he knows to be Fidget, and is just inspecting his the body? Is it the same person?
When you approach her, she steps back. She maintains a 10-foot distance from you.
Everything looks exactly the same, Grimlock. Just the stance.
The body language.
Just the body language, the stance. Like, it's an entirely different person.
excuse me one second. Just stay right there, okay? I turn towards
I do have one question.
What?
I do have one question. What tier is it?
GM, what year is it?
4.
You can just give me a number, Joe.
No, because it's relevant.
Oh. Her new name should be Lockett.
Lockett.
That's a thing. That's a thinker right there.
I forgot about their name already. Bishel?
Beshi.
B-E-S-H-I.
B-E-S-H-I, Beshi. Like Joe Pesci, but you're mm-hmm. Beshi.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's Joe Pesci's Beshi.
Now go get your fucking shine box.
And a second nickels.
Sorry, guys, I didn't see this coming.
Wait, what?
Neither did we.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
He's looking up the year.
No, I know that. But I'm saying with this
Pesci.
Yeah.
Gilgamesh.
Okay, but before we answer her question, I'm going to turn to the group.
He's in recast.
I'm going to turn to the group, and I'm going to go, it really does look like her, but let's ask her a question only Fidget would know.
Okay.
Drawing a blank. I don't know.
Never
mind.
Would this new person know what the name of the rat is?
Who?
The rat. The rat in the pocket.
Oh, probably. Right?
You think so? I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there.
Probably.
They knew the rat first before they knew us.
What else? What did Fidget like?
I don't know much about her, honestly.
Nas could. They were friends.
No.
Oh, Fidget. I mean, Beshi. By the way, it's the year 4720. 4720.
Oh, okay. So I've been. So it's only been 2 years. That's depressing. Well, I guess okay. But back to what I was saying.
I got it. How did you get that scar on your face?
I have a scar on my face.
Yes.
And she touches her like face and like kind of feels like the thing. She like. And then she'll pull out Bartholomew, and Bartholomew will stand up like his demeanor has also kind of changed too a little bit. He kind of stands up straight and like with his paws behind his back, almost like a very like servant style. And she's addressing him, Bartholomew, how did I get this scar?
You got that scar from fight with a demon.
Bartholomew would know the name of it.
It's the Abercondaloo.
Abercondaloo? Fucking what? What the fuck is going on in this place? How come you guys are dealing with Abercondaloos? And then she'll put it back in her pocket.
Are you serious? You were there. Those people that let in the demons.
Okay.
You don't remember any of this? Is that what you were saying?
Clearly, the dwarven one is only good with mechanical things. Fidget is gone. All her memories, all of who she is, does not exist no more. It's just me. I woke up with this goblin, she points to Snap, who's wearing my cloak, healing me, and the rest of you are fighting the Abercondaloo. Apparently 2 years have passed. I don't know anything about where I am, and I find myself with you, and it's just been a lot of fighting with some crazy druids, with some demons, and this weird ass clown. Now, I was planning on just hopefully sneaking back into this life and like, you know, living how this Fidget lived. But clearly it's not safe and it's not within my interests. Now, is this how you guys live your life normally? Or is this a happenstance?
Oh, I have no idea. What say you? And I back up closer to Fidget. I'm kind of, Anna Carmen is kind of feeling what, Beshi is saying.
Who are you feeling?
What?
No. Even as Anna Carmen approaches her, Beshi will also take a few steps back and keep distance between her and everyone.
I could say recently there's been a lot of fighting, but before that, there was little to no fighting. We work at a circus, and we just we perform and, you know, put together the circus, and that's it. That's our life.
A fucking circus?
Yeah. There's a backup clown right here. He's famous. I point at Naz.
What's up?
I have to admit that that was not the kind of life I thought I would have a clean slate in, a fucking circus.
Yeah, you're a performer, and you did pretty badly, actually, but, you know, stage fright, maybe, I don't know, but, you know, there's always next time.
Well, I mean, to explain all these gaudy clothes, and so it kind of dresses like the clothes that Fidget was wearing. Okay. So you're saying all this fighting is just happenstance. Like, it's just a random event. You haven't been in any fights before, I'm assuming? I mean, clearly, you all are mediocre at best. With the young goblin here,
what's your name again?
Pointing at Snap. My name is Beshi.
Beshi, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to give us an ultimatum or something?
I possibly. I mean, the tower with the magic links has piqued my interest, because maybe I can use that to
listen. So go I back think
to my previous state.
Either you could leave or just stay.
I cast days on Naz. I need Daz to roll me a will save.
Friendly fire.
Alright, I'm pulling on my character sheet.
Why was it not out already?
I was eating.
He thought we were just gonna RP. He didn't think they were gonna roll.
Okay, you're not stunned, but you still take damage.
How much damage?
I'll show you right now. 7 points of mental damage. So you just got hit with the most splitting migraine.
Oh.
And that one I just can't fucking stand ever since he tried to fucking stab me.
Whoa, we don't do that here. We don't
do what?
That.
Kill each other? I mean, you've been killing everyone you've been meeting so far. I don't know the rules yet. I'm still new.
We don't kill each other.
Yeah.
We kill others, I guess.
No, I'm not going to kill him. If it hurts him enough, he'll fall asleep and then he'll wake up.
Hmm. This is all very interesting right now.
So you have the same you have the same skill set as Fidget had, right? It was you the whole time.
Same skill set. Fidget had my skills. But even then, but now I'm back, now all of my knowledge is back and everything I know.
What does that include?
Well, that includes apparently all the knowledge about demons and other otherworldly fiends. I mean, you guys looked like you were bumbling around in that temple when I knew it would, like, how holy the place of Gazarich was. You guys are walking into holy sites that you don't understand. I used to be a high priestess.
Oh. Hey. So what happened?
Happened?
Yeah.
I killed them. What do
you mean by you killed the people in your church?
Yes.
Place of worship?
Yes.
Why?
It was a decade-long scheme I was holding because they were vile, evil people who wanted to use me for my powers. And in return, I played my part, and eventually I slaughtered them. And that was how I was able to get to my power to wipe my mind clean, and then Fidget was created.
So you wiped your mind on purpose?
Yes.
I go to Grimlock.
We gotta cut her out.
I don't necessarily understand why this person did what they did yet, but I don't know. I liked Fidget, but this new Beshi person is, I don't know, not really. I guess I will hold off on judging this person.
Counter that, I did not like Fidget, and this new one seems like she could help us maybe more than Fidget did.
Okay, well.
What?
What do you say, Snap? What do you think about this woman?
Snap has not been paying attention. He's been looting the clown. So I walked over to Snowflake and we brought the body back. And then now we're looting the body of the clown that tried to run away.
Oh, thanks for bringing the bodies over. Oh yeah.
He found some knives and juggling pins.
See, this is what I'm talking about. Is this little one should be in charge of all of you. Priorities.
No, our priority is to find out what to do with you, because we can't really trust you yet.
Which is why I started this parlay, so to speak, because I need to know what's the next move, because I don't know where I am, and I don't know what I'm going to do.
Leave.
No, wait. You said that you might know what to do with the tower.
Yes. That tower that the druid was talking about interests me greatly, because hopefully maybe I can use that to possibly revert back and go back to sleep. I don't want to be here any more than you want me here.
Great, then I say we got a common goal here.
Okay, great.
So after maybe also, a performance or two at the circus, we can help you at the
I tower. Am not going to perform for your circus.
You already looked the part, and you said you have more skills than Fidget did, so...
Not for entertaining, for killing and maiming, yes.
We'll talk about that in the contracts, okay? So just come back with us. We'll go to the tower and help you later on, okay?
Fine. I don't see it. I don't have another option right now, and being alone does not exactly fit well with me at the moment.
Oh, you always have a choice. You've made yours.
Yes, there is a choice, and I choose to accompany you for now. But real quick, I don't know your names. Please tell me your names again so I can remember.
Me? I'm Grimlock Brownbrick. I'm the pyrotechnic at the circus.
I gestured towards whoever's next to me.
I'm Naz. I'm the backup clown in the circus.
And I'm Anna Carmen, the Santiago. That's all you need to know from me.
Yeah, we don't know what she's doing here either, but there you go. You know, this is this Snap back there, and that Snowflake behind him. And if you do anything to cross us, maybe just him, cross him, then that dinosaur will cut you.
Oh, yes, the Snowflake is very formidable, and I have much respect for Snap. For the one called Snap. Snap, yes, okay. Great, wonderful. Are we close to your home or your abode? Or are we still, is it still a quite a walk's way?
We're close, right?
I have no idea.
You guys are just on the outskirts of town.
Yeah,
it's about another 45-minute walk to camp.
Yeah, we're close.
Lead on, Brownbrick. They will follow.
All right. So I'm assuming Brownbrick does that, and you guys head off to the camp? You guys are heading back to camp, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think that was the plan that they had, that we formulated.
Welcome back, guys. Home sweet home.
Oh, God.
Well, actually, first before, I mean, this is Nathan talking. Before we go to camp, Chris, do you want to go drop off those holy books that we found and get cash reward?
Cash money.
Yeah, we could do that.
We're almost level 4 soon.
We are level 4.
We're almost level 5.
Yeah, we're almost level 5.
I mean, if it was on the way, I mean, why not stop through town?
Yeah, Joe.
Right. You guys stop through town. I'm not going to bring you to the map. We can just play this.
Low effort.
Fine, we'll go to the map.
The wrong map. There we go.
Alright, you guys are here. Where's everyone's stuff?
There.
You approach, it's starting to look a little bit more clean. You guys have been gone for about, 3 days now? The priest is currently scrubbing away some of the blood that's been caked into the wood.
3 days to scrub the blood?
Well, you know, there's other stuff going on. So the priest Nellendrend is on his knees scrubbing blood, and he is not paying attention at all to you guys.
To get his attention, I drop the books on the ground behind him.
Oh, hi guys. Good to see you. You found them.
Yeah, is this what you're looking for?
Yeah, that's that. Yes. Praise Abaddon. I didn't think these would come back. Where'd you find them?
We found them. Where did we find them?
They were in the library, I think, within the place, or like in someone's room, I think. But we found them at the I forget what it's called. The
Hermitage.
Hermitage.
Found them at the Hermitage, out of town.
Those rats bastards! I can't believe they would do this.
They weren't rats.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess you're looking for a reward, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I can either give you... Well, actually, I only have one thing left. It's my, you wouldn't do this out of the goodness of your heart, would you?
No, sir.
Oh, okay. I guess then I'll just... And he hands you over his crossbow that he has strapped to his back. And
he Why can does give he have me... a crossbow on his back?
You can give me a crafting check for you.
Rolled a 20?
It is a magical crossbow. And I will show it to you. 1 second.
Can anyone here use a crossbow?
We have someone who has ammo. Who doesn't have a crossbow I for it.
I forgot.
It's a plus one item.
It is a plus one magical crossbow.
Wait, what is going on? I don't have one on.
So, this is yours now. Thank you. Seriously. I thank you.
You don't have money instead? Just look at this crossbow.
That's worth quite a pretty penny.
Last Damn. Time I do the Church of Favor. Okay, let's go, guys.
Bess, you could use a crossbow, but I don't know if you want to give it to her.
No, not yet.
Yeah. No.
I walk past you and I give it to Naz.
She didn't. Nice. She wasn't even with the group. She's like with you guys, but she keeps a great a distance away from everyone.
And you keep a great distance from you.
Is there some tension here? No, I sense something.
Hey Naz, see if you can work this thing. Okay.
All right, I'll let you know.
Okay, and I guess we can get going. Does anyone need anything in town, like any items?
Do we have money? How much money do we have?
We divvied up some gold and stuff. You might have some in your... Check your inventory.
You're supposed to keep track of my money. You told me.
No, I told you how much to put in.
Map doesn't believe in money.
I told you I don't have... I can't count.
We haven't really found a lot of money. We found items, but not... Yeah, but not like a lot. Because I mean, I don't even have a whole lot of money in my sheets.
You can buy a weapon with it, though.
I have enough money
we
for it.
We got some.
I honestly don't even need anything, really. I just wouldn't go to go, but...
Yeah, the last time we got money was a while ago. It was when we got the 3 vials of holy water. And then Chris got 2 gold pieces.
I'm rich.
Yeah, we don't... Yeah, 30 silver pieces. Yeah, we don't really have a whole lot of money. We're kind of like we're true nature to our circus life. We're fucking poor.
We got paid by the circus.
How much did we get paid,
Joe? How much did we get paid? Do you remember?
Nothing. Dimes.
It was guys, like five, that was a while
it was
ago.
Like 5 golden pieces or something.
I think it was 5 gold pieces each.
They pay me in food. That's crazy. I don't even get money.
Well, wait.
You demanded that.
Can I get Snap's money?
Oh my god. We also have to just.
The professor made a trust fund for Snap.
We also have to fucking. I'm looking at our fucking notes and shit, and it's like, I'm like, whoa, when did we get 2,000 silver pieces? That's from the fucking old campaign. Like, a lot of this, I have to like remember to like, okay, from here on down is this campaign and not the old one, not the other one.
I think you do have one more side mission to turn in.
What?
Mrs. Peppers.
Who's that?
What's she want? Again? Oh, the boar.
Yeah.
We did it.
Well,
what
I mean...
What did we do? We didn't even...
Okay, but Fidget made that promise.
Oh, that's
no
true.
No one else was there. And Fidget's...
Bartholomew.
And Fidget's doesn't...
Bartholomew would know.
He wasn't there.
Right. Is he allowed to talk?
No. And yeah, he's not allowed to talk anyway until he's spoken
to. We
know
we did the boar thing for someone, right?
No, I don't know.
Grimlock's gonna put a... Grimlock's... Okay, before we leave, Grimlock's gonna put, like, a paper on the town bulletin board saying... Reward, please. We solved the boar.
Reward, please.
We solved the boar puzzle. Find us at the circus, and I sign in Grimlock.
Money, please.
You should have signed it like you know who this is.
Yeah, I put that there, and then we can go back.
So we're going back to camp. Now we're back home. Yay!
I don't know if this is a home.
It's your guys' home. So as you approach,
yes.
The circus is lively right now. People are moving around. They're practicing. The sideshow of wonders is currently setting up the tent for what seems to be an event. And you see the professor in the middle of camp talking to someone.
Who's he talking to? Can we tell?
It's a middle-aged human with a large brown-rimmed hat.
Doug Dimmadome.
He does have boots on. He has what looks like overalls and fleece.
Fleece?
Not fleece. What's it called? Flannel. That's what it is.
Okay. Grimlock, like, reading the book, but secretly eavesdropping, and gets closer and kind of, like, parks himself nearby to see what they're talking about.
Yes. Like we said, they were just accidents. No one really knows what happened. The cow, it was stoned. You know, we take care of our animals here. I can't. I don't know what else. Once the group comes back, they'll have answers. I swear they'll have answers.
Once Grimlock heard that, he quickly walked away without trying to be seen or heard.
You guys walk away from the professor and the man. Where you guys go?
But not feeling talking to that professor and whoever the hell that is.
Ouch. I hate that professor.
You guys have a professor, and you don't ask him about his knowledge or his expertise or anything?
Ask him. Go ahead, talk to him.
Fine, I will talk to this professor.
Enjoy, Bessie.
Bessie will approach the professor.
Fidget! Oh, thank goodness you're here. Okay, can you please talk to this man about the unfortunate incidents with Myron, with the animals, with the snakes? He's showing off his badge, and he's taking me aback. And the circus, we're trying to have another show. This is just a lot.
Well, hello. Unfortunately, I don't know anything about Amirin or cows or any animal stuff. I just came actually to see if you had any answers for me, honestly.
Fidget, this isn't time for jokes. He's a very important man here. And the guy is currently talking to other circus members. He's not around you right now.
I don't know what is a joke.
Fidget, where's Grimlock?
Grimlock is once again close by, eavesdropping with the book in his hand. I don't know.
Does he have like comically large glasses on?
he's covering his face up with the book, so hopefully you can't see him.
I hear you're a professor. I was wondering, yes. Where did you get your doctorate and your where you studied? I need to know if your knowledge is of any of use to me.
Oh yes, I spent many of years at the University of Clown.
You're a clown professor.
Well, that's not what we call ourselves anymore. It's we're more just professors. We don't say clown. People tend to not look highly upon that.
Well,
I am a professor of the carny life.
I see. Unfortunately, I made a mistake. You cannot help me in any fashion whatsoever. Have a good day.
Fidget,
and good
luck. Help me. Fidget, you can help me.
Okay, stop. My name's not Fidget. It's Bessie. Okay. Like I said, I'm going to have to go through this with everyone, but I'm not Fidget. Fidget is kind of gone. She might return, but who knows? It's just everything's falling. Fidget's gone. She's not here no more.
Are you looking for me?
Grimlock, thank you, Grimlock.
Okay, please ignore Fidget. He took a tumble. She took a tumble, bumped her head.
I already told you I'm not Fidget. What the fuck?
Just ignore her. Professor, who's that guy talking to everybody over there?
That's Antoine.
Antoine?
Grimlock, we need to...
Is he trying to shut down the circus?
It seems like it.
Because I need this job.
He He's waving his badge around. I need you guys. Are you guys going to be here for a little while now, or are you going to go off again? Because you left me, and it's really scary.
It's really up to our DM's discretion. I don't know.
Well, I think he's telling me that you guys have at least 2 weeks here to chill.
Wow. Okay.
Wait, what? One house arrest? Is that what I'm hearing?
No, like, we don't have to go do anything right now.
we really need to put on another show where our funds are running low. I think we can do one more show in this town if we don't get shut down from Antoine.
Okay, me and Anna Carmen will take care of Antoine. Anna Carmen,
wait, what?
We could
take care of him. Yeah.
No, not like that.
Why are you volunteering me for this?
Because I can't trust Naz or Snap to talk to anybody. Nonetheless, was the inspector, whatever he is. He can't actually go near them. Fidget, I mean, Meshi, please just don't let them go near him, okay?
Oh, okay, yeah, sure.
Just watch him, you know, tell him a joke, I don't know, do whatever it is you do.
Hee hee ha ha.
Okay, Anakar, follow me, but take the lead, okay? All right, okay.
Okay.
We approach Antoine.
Where's Antoine?
Beshi will keep an eye on Naz and Snap. Just watch them. Like
Antoine,
where Antoine is,
right is next to the cow pens. He's currently looking at the stone cow, and he's talking to one of the Dwarven brothers, or the Dwarven crew. Now, what I was trying to say here...
Oh, goodness.
You've done it again!
God damn. God damn it.
It's okay. Keep going.
Keep going, Joe. Keep going.
You're...
No,
You're in it now.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I can get out.
We're in the end game now.
Now, what I was trying to say here was that this doesn't look right. This cow here, it's stone.
Oh, God, we have a fucking genius on our hands.
Cows, excuse me. Who are you?
Who?
As he turns around and looks at you two.
Oh, we're just passing by. You can continue doing whatever it is you're doing here.
Well, maybe you have answers for me.
I don't know about that. That's the second time in the last 5 minutes I've been told that I might have something or have to help somebody with something. I don't like that so far.
Well, and he pulls out a badge. It is a circus tent made of gold.
My God.
What?
With animals.
A cringe.
With an elephant coming out of it.
Anna Carmen is a big deal, okay?
My name is Antoine, and Jameson? I am a part of the International Animal Municipal Society of Entertaining Absolute Neutralization Committee.
What's the acronym?
Yeah, what is the acronym for that?
We're working on it.
Oh my God. Grimlock is counting the... Grimlock is... I don't even know. He put it together. The acronym is I am Sean C. Oh my god. You broke Grimlock. He kind of just shuts down. I don't know. He stops. He kind of looks to the floor and he stops talking. He's like, he's mumbling.
This guy has got you with your tongue.
What is wrong with the dwarf? Is he okay?
I don't know, honestly. He's been pretty stoic most of the time I've known him, for the most part, up until now.
He runs away to his wagon and closes it.
Okay.
Oh. Closes it fast.
Well, that was interesting.
Does he do that often?
No, not at all, no.
Well, as I was saying, over at the International Animal Municipal Society of Entertaining Absolute Neutralization Committee, we take animal abuse very seriously.
Okay. Yes,
and
okay.
This, and he points to the stone cow,
yes,
is not acceptable.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I would like to speak to your ringleader.
I mean, yeah, sure. Speak to them. Go ahead and find them.
Beshi will approach, seeing as Grimlock ran away.
Why
like
are you
like the wait, tiny baby is?
Wait, yeah. Wait, why are you here? I thought. Wait, why are you here?
You're talking to me?
Yes, you.
Well, to Santiago, I thought it would be very beneficial for me to assist in this matter, because if this goes away, then I don't have a place to live at the moment. And fortunately, I do have an eyewitness to all these accounts, and he will answer all your questions. And she pulls out Bartholomew.
You're going to make me talk to myself.
Wait, no, you don't. I wasn't going to cooperate with him in the first place because
He clearly is a very important person. Is everyone here sweating scared?
Yes, I am.
Very important?
Yes, very important. And she'll turn her head and turn her head. So half her face is showing to Anna Carmen and the other half is showing to Antonio. And she'll wink to Carmen.
Antoine.
Antoine, sorry. And she'll give a wink to Anna Carmen. Yes, because he's a very important individual, and I think we should show him the utmost respect and give him the answer so he can go along on his very busy day.
I would appreciate that. It's about time someone here spoke to me with some dignity.
Now, like I said, I might not know everything here, but Bartholomew, he is my faithful familiar, and he cannot lie. And he has been here for all the events of that you have in question, and he will be able to answer them all for you.
Bartholomew, where is this Bartholomew? Is that your ringleader?
And she raises her hand up higher to show him the rat.
You wish me to talk to your rat familiar?
Yes.
This isn't an animal, correct? Am I correct at that?
He was an animal before he became emotionally and spiritually bonded to me, and now he is my familiar. And he can speak, and he's very well-mannered, and I would really appreciate it if you respected him the way I have respected you.
This is a very moral gray area. I don't know if this constitutes as an animal still.
Why, because you don't believe that animals should have free will or have the ability to speak?
No, that's not it. It's just it was an animal, which means it's not an animal. I'll have to think upon this, but I will entertain you. Bartholomew, what happened with the cow? The cow was bitten by the DM forgets the name. A cockatrice, and it was bitten by a cockatrice, and it turned into stone. Okay, Bartholomew, thank you. Now, Bartholomew, can you bring me to the ringleader? Bartholomew looks over to you, Fidget.
She shrugs. I mean, she doesn't know what happened to Myron.
The ringleader's dead. Myron died. Well, that's quite interesting. Who can tell me how the ringleader died?
Bartholomew can answer that too.
He was bitten by snakes. Yeah, there was a druid. She said a lot of things. I'm sorry, Vigil.
Beshi.
Beshi. I'm sorry. All right. Thank you, Bartholomew.
She'll quickly tuck away Bartholomew away. So, Antoine, you are very new here for this situation. Did you just arrive today, I believe?
Yes, I did. Now,
so, unfortunately, we have been in a series of various incidents, accidents, and hostility brought on by some druids of the Hermitage around this area. I believe this Myron fellow was attacked by snakes, which was a direct result of these antagonistic druids on us. If anything, you should be talking over to the mayor of the town that we just passed through, because I believe they are to have direct linkage to the Hermitage.
Now, you said these were druids, correct?
Correct.
Does your circus have any druids on hand? I'd like to understand the thinking process of druids before I continue my investigation.
Unfortunately, I do not believe that would be wise, only because our druid is very young and he requires his nap and he must be fed.
So you do have a druid. I'm going to need to talk to the druid.
I would respectfully decline you to bother our druid, as he's a well-needed member of our troop.
I'm going to go talk to your druid. You understand that, right? I have to make sure that he wasn't involved at all.
He was not. I clearly inclined and told you that it was the Hermitage of the local color. He was here at the circus. He's not involved with anything.
I'm still going to have to ask questions. I'm sorry. Please bring me the snap.
Fidget's going to... Can I determine his motive?
Yeah.
Or something?
Perception.
His perception?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm just like, I don't know, something feels off. I'm just trying to see if I can like discern any kind of like craziness. Okay, that's going to be a 23.
He seems really intrigued about finding what happened to Myron, along with what's going on with the animals here.
Okay, well, but if I
he,
cannot...
He seems extra interested in the Myron thing right now.
Okay. Well, if I cannot deter you anymore, then I guess I will lead you to Snap, because I have no other reason to not. Except that you might not find him as the most friendliest person, but that is your bridge to cross, as they say.
Thank you.
And then she'll lead the dude to where she thinks Snap is.
And as you walk, where did the dwarf go? He seemed to be puzzled.
I don't know, and I don't really care.
Oh, okay. So you guys head over to Snap. What's Snap doing?
Eating dinner in his cart with Snowflake, or wherever we stay. Yeah, just eating.
Antoine approaches you. It's like, so, Snap, is it?
Hmm.
Yes.
I have questions for you. Is it okay if I ask you?
And Snap just continues to eat.
I'll take that as a yes. Myron, do you know what happened to him?
Don't know him.
Okay. Pidgeot, are you still there?
Yeah, bet she is still there.
Myron, the ringmaster, he was here. He's dead now. Do you know what happened to him?
Lots of people die here. and if it's a long shank, I don't care to remember.
Right, Bessie, you're right. I am sorry. I should have listened to you.
It's fine. It happens to lots of people. They don't really tend to listen to the small stature at first, but they all learn. Oh, they all learn to listen.
Then before we got to this
chicken bone at the back of the dude's head as he's walking away.
Ah! This circus is it's gotten unruly. Before we entered this cart, there was another goblin eating poop. Did I see that?
Probably. I mean, if it's the one that we are thinking about, then I wouldn't put it past him.
Okay. Beshi, I'm not going to lie. This isn't a good look for the circus. Me and the others, we might need to have a talk with your leadership here. I'm going to go talk to the mayor.
Okay, well, just you do that, and we will keep doing what we're doing, and hopefully things work out for the best, no matter what the situation. Now, you have a good day.
And the dwarf has emerged. I see him staring at me. Wish him a good day.
I probably won't, but you be on your way now.
Okay, goodbye. And he walks towards the town.
Beshi will kind of like, you know, stand there in silence for a little bit. You approach Grimlock. Do you come back?
Yeah, Grimlock comes back.
Ah, Brombrick. Glad to see you've crawled out of your hidey hole. Well, I'll be honest. Things aren't looking great for your circus. He wasn't too impressed. I think you guys might want to pick up and move on.
Or, did you ask about Myron? Because Myron knows about him or them.
Well, Bartholomew told him that Myron's dead, so... I mean, I don't know what else to tell you about that. It's just, you know, I don't know who this Myron is. He's just, and Bartholomew says he's dead, so if he's dead, he's dead, right?
Yep. Where'd he go, Antoine?
Well, he said that he had to go and talk to the mayor or some leadership or something. It really does feel like as if you guys need to... This place needs to find a new boss or something, because... you're a professor over there. He's very lackluster in credentials, and he's not really a great public speaker, is he?
No, not at all.
Well, that is unfortunate.
Are you looking for work? Because, you know, maybe...
Me?
Yeah.
Run a circus?
Yeah.
You know, I never thought of it, but that could be a nice change of pace.
I was actually thinking, you know, we're simple folk. Maybe you don't have to tell us that you're not a fidget, you know? Just I don't want to scare them.
Oh, just say my name is Fidget and still act the way I do, or do you mean...
You could act like you do now, but, you know, just... You know, when you told us Fidget was dead, that kind of gave us a scare, I think. And, you know, maybe don't tell everyone that.
Oh, okay. What do you think is better, then? Should I keep talking like this, or... or should I just keep on, or go back to this, Willikers, and just, you know, address everyone as if, like, they're the ray of sunshine all over my face?
Hey-o.
Well, I mean, if you, Brombrick, if, I guess I'll just follow my own lead and see what my own heart desires, because honestly, you seem pretty, unreliable at the moment, so yeah. I will keep doing what I think is best. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to change out of all these colorful clashing colors. And Bartholomew will lead her to her tent where she can change her clothes.
Are we calling it a day or a night?
Yeah.
Like in the campaign?
Oh.
No, I mean, like, yeah. Best she went to their quarters. Are we going to do the same? Or is there anything else left to be done in the day, I guess?
I mean, I think it's still pretty early. We had an early day. We had an early rise. We fought. We went on the road. Fought again. Came back. So I mean, if I'm not wrong, it's probably only like maybe early afternoon, like maybe just past like 1 o'clock.
I think it's about that time. Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, I mean, we could call it a day and just have everyone just rest up and like just like kind of like doing their own thing as time passes.
Was Naz doing this whole time?
Chilling.
Eating garbage
in my thing.
Alright.
Poop is just human-made garbage, you know what I'm saying?
So you moved on to poop, officially? I'm confused.
No, I haven't. Oh. He's just given theories and philosophies.
Yeah, Grimlock's gonna hang it up for the day, because it was a long day.
Yeah, I'm sure Grimlock is thinking.
Yeah. I mean, definitely after a while, like, Beshi will come back out, and I don't know if you guys ever cared or paid attention to anything, but, like, Fidget always wore, like, really colorful clothes, and, like, her attire was very flashy. Beshi is very muted, and Fidget's hair is always up, like, in a ponytail and, like, very styled. Beshi has, like, let her hair down, removed a lot of the jewelry that Fidget wore, and just kind of walking around in just like simple, kind of like a jacket, shirt, and like pants with like the shoes. But like, she's not exactly like extravagant, or she's kind of hard to see now. She kind of just blends in with the people. You can't. It's hard to pick her out of a crowd.
The professor actually is going to go to Naz's cart. He knocks on your door. Naz.
Oh, what? What?
I just. The axe were talking. You're just going to town on that. Okay, I'm sorry. Just really fast. Our main act. The magician. You remember her?
Yeah. What about her?
She left. She didn't want to be a part of this anymore.
Good riddance.
The crew was talking, and we think you should take her spot.
And I think I deserve a little bit more money around here. I was thinking I don't really have any money.
Well, we're all kind of that way. He empties his pockets and there's nothing.
What are you doing with your money, Naz?
is this Chris or Brown?
This is Chris.
Brown
Brick? Oh. No, I'm not there.
I don't know, but I want garbage. Some.
Who's your garbage guy, dude? Because it sounds like you're not getting a good deal.
I know. And I need to find a garbage plug.
Well, it's not the garbage that he's buying today. It's the garbage investments he's been making and not working out.
The garbage investments. The waste management companies are not pulling through.
There's an interruption.
So you want a raise?
I want a big raise, baby.
Could I interest you in becoming the face of the circus?
Are you telling me that you're going to give me clout? An opportunity?
Hi, Naz. I'm going to make you a star. Hey, y'all. Thanks for listening to another week of the Makers Misfits podcast. You can catch us on Twitter at Makers Misfits, on Instagram, Makers Misfits. We have our Gmail, makersmisfits@gmail.com. Please tell your friends, tell your coworkers, the person next to you, the person sitting across the hall from you, to have a listen to our podcast. Like, rate, review, subscribe, pray, whatever you need to do. Help us get our voices heard. Have a good week, y'all.